This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay? Transparent financing, unless you have transparent financing, also transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. You know, yeah, there's things I wish it could change, but I'd rather have this law than not.
So, first of all, you haven't publicly commented on this so far. Do you stand by the comments in that video?
The comment in the video were made at an academic conference. I was speaking off the cuff.
And another Massachusetts hero, John Perry, from Republicans were like the staff, came up with a great substitute idea. They said, look, what you economics nerds want to do is you want to say that for people with expensive health insurance plans, they will no longer get a 40% tax break. What if we instead just levied a 40% tax on the insurance companies that sell these terrible expensive Cadillac plans? We said, well, that's pretty much the same thing. So why does it matter? But you'll see. And they were both good, and that passed. Because American voters are too stupid to understand the difference.
So I was speaking off the cuff. And
until a second Massachusetts hero arose, John Kerry. And John Kerry said, no, we're going to tax your health insurance. We're going to tax those evil insurance companies. We're going to impose a tax that if they sell health insurance that's too expensive, we're going to tax them. And conveniently, the tax rate will happen to be the marginal tax rate under the income tax code. So basically, it's the same thing. We just tax the insurance companies. They pass on higher prices. That offsets the tax break we get. It ends up being the same thing. It's a very clever, you know, basically exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the American voter. Okay.
Conference. I was speaking off the cuff.
Speaking off the cuff. Okay. That sounded pretty, you know, pretty strategic and sincere on his part. I mean, you know, laid it out there. But you know, Jonathan Chait in his book Audacity would take deference to that, as you heard him say. He didn't say that.
That was Jonathan Gruber, by the way.
Yes, that was Jonathan Gruber. But Jonathan Chait was the one that brought up the conversation. We were talking about health care. He said that Jonathan Gruber did not say that people were too stupid. But
I just wanted to point out that the earlier we had somebody say that he didn't say that. Obviously, he said it three different times at three different occasions.
Yes. And, you know, and this is the challenge, you know, Scott, as we were talking about, in trying to get the contrarian view. You say, okay, what am I missing here? You know, people are very passionate about Barack Obama, his approval rating. Look where it's at. I mean, they really see it the way Jonathan Chait does, that, you know, just been incredible things happening with our economy, the unemployment rate, the health care, you know, even the Iran deal, the nuclear Iran deal is seen as a very positive by a, you know, a large segment of people within this country. And I'm going, okay, well, help me understand. Come on and help me understand. But you see, when people misrepresent things, then it precludes the conversation. It makes it difficult because it's like, okay, am I getting the whole truth and nothing but, or are you just trying to get me to buy into your political opinion instead of giving me the facts and understanding that I'm smart enough with the facts to understand what's going on and not fall into the trap of Jonathan Gruber or the perception that Jonathan Gruber has of the American voter, that we're just too stupid to understand it, number one. Number two, that they purposely, you know, just made this thing, this bill, as confusing and non-transparent as possible, because as he said, you know, non-transparency is the advantage, is to their advantage. And they took full advantage of it. And now here we have an untenable health care system, and we're all paying the price for it, ladies and gentlemen. So what is the truth? Keep looking and keep asking.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I tell you, on some occasions, I'm reticent to challenge one of our guests after the fact, because it's like, you know, I want to give them the opportunity to rebut certain things. But when something is blatantly misrepresented, and I believe Jonathan Chait blatantly misrepresented what Jonathan Gruber said. And I'm sorry, that bothers me. But again, this is the challenge that we have in this country today, and that is that we are circumventing the truth. You know, like Jack Mueller, you can't handle the truth. Well, America can handle the truth. But America needs to understand that you got to insist on it. You've got to pursue it, because there are factions, there are powers within our government that want us to believe something else. They've used the banner of political correctness, racial divide, and all this other stuff to keep us away from the truth. But, you know, if we're really going to be set free and we're going to realize as much this side of heaven, the benefit of what our Constitution offers us, our God-given rights, then it's found in the truth. It's not found in all this deception and, you know, gerrymandering and things that Jonathan Gruber and some on the left, I clearly see is what is their interest, because, as he said, he'd much rather have the law than not have it. So it's the ends justify the means, you know, kind of mentality. And this is what the left is doing to us. So be aware. We've got a crisis pregnancy counselor who is saying that abortion will diminish under Trump. And her name is Amy Lynn. She served as a crisis pregnancy counselor and director for Save a Life. It's an abortion recovery ministry. She's been part of abortion recovery for 20 years, has also served as an abstinence educator in public and private schools, sharing safe messages, that's sex and family education. Her passion is to help people see the emotional and spiritual costs of abortion and poor choices about sexuality. Amy Lynn, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be here. I'm doing great today.
Hey, wonderful. Appreciate you coming on in pursuit of the truth. Certain things are not being said because of political correctness, safe speech, and all this other stuff that we're deluding ourselves with. And, you like I are seeing people heading for a cement wall, getting ready to crash, and some have already been there. You've picked up bodies in the aftermath of their insistence that they want to do it their way. And they're paying a big price for this. And, of course, abortion sticks out in such a huge way, and it is a challenge for this country, because we've accommodated it. And this is the problem with things that are against God. When you accommodate things that are against God, you see the results of it. I mean, you know, I've said for a long time, all you have to do is go back to the book of Genesis and the conversation that God had with Caleb, and he pretty much summarized what it's all about. And he told Caleb, said, look, if you do right, will it not go well with you? And that warning has been passed through the millennia. And if you have ears to hear, you can appreciate what God said very simply. And that is, in doing right, is if we're doing righteous, if we're doing the things that are consistent with God's law, like for example, the law of gravity. You violate the law of gravity, when you hit the ground, it hurts. And there are other laws that are in place that is just a mere example, but consistent with the pattern of God, is that when we obey the laws that are well established, it goes well with us, and it doesn't hurt. Right?
Yes.
So that's what I'm seeing here is that, and there needs to be a voice, Amy, and I appreciate you stepping out to be that voice to tell people, look at, you're heading for a cement wall. We've got enough empirical evidence and people who have done this before you, and it has not served them well.
Well, you know, if you think about it, there's 3,000 babies who are aborted every day in the United States of America. That is America's number one leading killer is abortion. It's not heart disease or anything that, you know, the doctors want us to believe. The truth is 3,000 babies are aborted every day. That's our number one killer. Mm-hmm. And I think that when Trump gets in the office, this is what the pro-life people are hoping for. We're hoping that he is going to limit the term to when a woman can get an abortion. I mean, like right now, you know, late-term abortion, partial birth abortions are available to anyone who wants them. And that's, you know, even the day the baby's scheduled to be born, if the woman wants a partial birth abortion, then she can have it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just, it's barbaric is what it is. And Trump, I believe he will limit the term. What the pro-life people are hoping to accomplish is, you know, just picking away at it little by little. We know that we can't completely and totally reverse it overnight. And we know that Roe versus Wade has been in effect since 1973, and we're hoping eventually to overturn that. But for right now, we're just hoping to chip away at it little by little. And as of right now, over $500 million of our taxpayer funds are being shipped overseas to fund abortions.
Right.
And I believe that Trump, hopefully within the first 100 days of his administration, he will do away with that. President Bush did when he came into office after the Clintons were there.
Right.
And then Obama, one of the first things he did was reinstate funding.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's what we're hoping for. And, you know, I'm believing, you know, abortion has been a part of my past. I had an abortion when I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the book that I wrote, Behind the Mask, it tells people the struggle after a woman has an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps people to understand, you know, I think we've done a really good job of educating people about what abortion is, but I don't think anybody really understands the aftermath of abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my book entails, and it helps people to see that, you know, a woman doesn't just go on with her life. And, you know, and it's written for hope. It's written, it's a very inspirational story, and I'm hoping that women will pick it up. They will read it. They will want to be on the pro-life team, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and you know, and when Trump takes office, you know, I just believe that a lot of things that the Christians have been, you know, you were talking earlier about truth. I think mm-hmm. that a lot of things that the Christians have been, you know, pounded on the head over for the past 8 years. I think we're going to have a voice now, and I'm really excited about that.
Well, I am too, Amy. First of all, I know that it is not within our power to reverse Roe v. Wade. When I say that, I mean man's power.
Right.
But God can do that.
Absolutely.
And that's what I and like you and many others are praying for, that God would intervene. 60 million babies and counting. I mean, when is enough? 61 million? You know, has it got to be to 70 million? What is it? What is it going to do? But when we come back, I want to get into this a little bit more. And also, I want to, you know, give place for the hearts of moms who have gone what you've gone through. Amy Lynn is with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, we come at you not only in over 280 affiliates around this country, but around the world. Bill Martinez live at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Amy Lynn, her book, Behind the Mask, Abortion and Its Long-Term Impact. Amy, as you and I were discussing, it is because of the long-term impact and the reality of what has happened when a woman makes a decision. And it's and I say we always talk about women, but we forget about men too, and how crushing this is. And I still believe there is a silent cry out there, and it's one that's yet to be heard, and that is from the men, the dads of aborted babies, babies that have been murdered. And, and Amy, as we say, this is something that, for an inconvenience, we buy into the culture that says, well, that's inconvenient, it's the bad hookup and no wrong sex, and we'll just get rid of that thing and make it go away. But it doesn't go away, does it?
No, it doesn't. And, you're right about the men. I've had the opportunity to minister to some men throughout the years that I've done abortion recovery, and they hurt. Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah.
And it is a silent cry, because people only think of the woman. They don't really consider the man. Mm-hmm. And, I believe that when a woman becomes pregnant, God creates that life within inside that woman, and that life is not only part of her, but it's part of the man, too.
Exactly.
And when abortion takes place, that is it may not be a loss to, as society sees it, but it is a loss to God. I mean, it is a death, and it's something that we need to grieve over, the man and the woman, and that grief is just stuffed down into the pits of our soul, and it doesn't ever come out. And I think that's why so many people are walking around so angry and dysfunctional and depressed today, because a lot of people's lives have been affected by abortion, and they don't know what to do with the grief.
Exactly. And it's so, sometimes it is so deep down, Amy, that it's hidden in the subconscious to such a degree.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a virus in a computer. It just comes up once in a while. And now you're in a new relationship, or you're married, and all of a sudden this comes up. You don't even understand what's happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lord, what a mess. I mean, that's not what God intended for marriage.
No, it's not. And a lot of people go into a marriage relationship with that hidden, and like I said, it just resurfaces, and it causes a wedge in that relationship. And I would like to encourage people, if you're married and you've never told your spouse that you've had an abortion, get that out in the open. Get it out in the open and just say, hey, this is a part of my life. I need to share it with you, because you want to be open and honest in your relationship, in your marriage relationship, and your dating relationships. And that will not allow the devil to have a foothold in your life anymore. Once you begin talking about this past hurt, when you the day you had an abortion, you allowed the devil to have a foothold in your life. And from that moment on, he's tormented you with the thoughts of having killed your child. Mm-hmm. And, I've been there. I totally understand. And don't allow the devil to have a foothold in your life.
Well, Amy, in order to get there, you have to realize the pain of this inconvenient truth that you've been carrying with you is, I guess, has to be worth less than the truth. It has to be reconciled to where the truth, you want the truth of your life, and you want to honor that much more than this lie, no matter how you bought into it. I mean, like I said, I was growing up with, the government saying, putting the good housekeeping seal of approval on abortion, that it was all, as a matter of fact, and still that carries to this day, and you can hear that narrative, but you're starting to hear voices of people like yourself who've gone through this to say, hey, it's not the way they said it is.
That's
because
right.
if it was this disconnected and it was so meaningless, why am I grieving? Why is it when I deal with this, maybe at 3 o'clock in the morning, staring at the ceiling tiles of my bedroom, and I feel the weight and the crushing experience that I participated in a murder of my child?
Yeah.
I mean, that is so, so devastating and so crushing. And of course, it's all individual. Everybody is going to feel this differently, but it's not some little happy dance kind of thing.
No, it's not. And the bad thing is when a woman goes to an abortion clinic, I mean, they've got these lines that they've used for years.
Mm-hmm.
When it's an 18-year-old girl like I was when I had an abortion,
mm-hmm.
They say, oh, you're your life's going to be back to normal tomorrow. No one will ever know. You know, and those are the things an 18-year-old unmarried girl wants to hear.
Exactly.
And, but the thing is, your life won't be back to normal. It's like I had a gray fog hanging over me for years mm-hmm. until I went through an abortion recovery group. And, in that group, you know, they told us that we were going to be giving our babies a name, which I thought was weird. And then they said we were going to have a memorial service to give honor, dignity, and respect to those children who'd been lost to abortion. Mm. I thought that was morbid, and I was never going to go back. Mm. Well, you know, I think the leader sensed my apprehension, and she called me and encouraged me to come back. Well, I did week after week, and I continued to pray about a name for my child. And toward the end, God revealed my child's name to me, and it was Caitlin Marie.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and I told... You know, our leaders of the group, my child's name, and the week before the memorial service, they called us out one by one, and they put a little handkerchief doll wrapped in pink ribbons in my hand, and they said, Amy, this is symbolic of Caitlin Marie. We want you to take this doll home. We want you to rock it, you know, love on it, whatever you want to do throughout this week, and we want you to bring it back to the memorial service next week. That was, Bill, that was so healing in my life. I cried all week long, and during that week, I had the opportunity to confess my sorrow in ending my child's life. And I think that my confessions, I guess, so to speak, reached my child in heaven. And then at the memorial service the next week, which I thought was going to be morbid, but it was very beautiful, I had the opportunity to place my little doll in a actual baby casket. And from the time I can remember up until that night, the devil taunted me with the thoughts of killing my child on a daily basis. But from that night until now, I have peace and I have victory in the name of Jesus because I finally had the opportunity to forgive myself for what I'd done. And I think that there's so many women and men hurting in this world today that need that same peace.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. I mean, this is what God says, you know, for us. I mean, this is what shalom is all about.
Yeah.
It's God's peace on us. It's His pursuit for our wholeness is what shalom is, what peace is about.
Yeah.
And but Amy, you know, just like you, you know, you're reticent, it's morbid, it's something that you want to avoid, you've been conditioned to avoid this and stuff it down, and then now you're confronted with the reality and the process. Yes, the process is painful and it can be very crushing, but on the other side is peace. It is reconciliation in knowing that, you know, it's something that you will never forget. It will always be with you, this side of heaven, no doubt about it. But now you've got it in a perspective to where there can be some healing, right?
Right.
If that's possible.
Exactly.
Well, Amy, I cannot thank you enough because I know that there are many men and women, particularly out there, that hear your story and are encouraged. And this is a road less traveled in some cases, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, and I would love for people to be ministered to through my book. And, you know, if you it's available at any online bookstore. It's Behind the Mask by Amy Lynn.
You got it. Amy Lynn, thank you so much for being with us. 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air of
Martinez live.
It's the air I breathe.
Connect with our next two guests, Marty Stocker, film and television director who focuses on both factual and narrative storytelling. Marty is based in Northern Ireland. He's previously directed short films, documentaries, music videos, and several TV commercials for both the UK and US television. His debut feature documentary film that we're going to be talking about, Hostage to the Devil, was released last year. And Rachel Lysett is a multi-award winning creative film producer at Underground Film. She's a writer and producer on Hostage to the Devil. She is chair of Women in Film and Television in Ireland, sits on the board of the Irish Film Institute. Rachel and Marty, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez live. How are you? Okay, did we... Yeah, are we there, Marty? Rachel? Yep. Okay, we're connected. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, Marty, give us a little background on Hostage to the Devil, how it started and its genesis.
I think it started 7 years ago in Dublin, where two of the film producers from Causeway Pictures were approached by a priest in the pub, of all places, and overheard them talking about being film producers and filmmakers, and the priest actually approached them and asked the question, do you know who Father Malachy Martin is? I think you should make a film about him. And the answer was no. Who was that? Who is this? So they went away and did some research and found this incredible man's life on the internet. And their initial reaction was, right, let's write a script and make a feature film about this man. But the problem they were facing was nobody actually knew about the man outside the East Coast of America. And to make a film about somebody who not many people know about was a bit of a gamble, too much of a gamble, to be honest. So they actually, plan B was to, let's make a documentary first then. So that's where they got me, myself involved. And I came in about 5 years ago and started to trawl through the to the piles and piles of research. And I went down about 8 rabbit holes during this phase as well. So it was right. It was just one epic journey, a positive and negative, but it was ultimately it was just a life changing experience for me as a professional as well, so, and also personally and etc. So it was just one roller coaster ride from start to finish, which is just like Father Martin's life, to be honest.
Exactly. Well, Rachel, as the writer and producer of Hostage to the Devil, how did you get involved with Marty?
Yeah, so I met with I had a lovely time sitting out in the sunshine at the Cannes Film Festival a couple of years ago, and sitting out in the sun, having a great conversation with Chris and Patty, the other two producers on the movie, about very dark and mysterious things that are probably usually talked in the shadows and probably in dark pubs in Dublin as well. And they were telling me about this story about Malachy Martin and about all of that he had done, and about kind of, you know, the mystery of his life and all of the unusual things that he had been involved in, and would I get on board. And then when I met Marty and, you know, heard how amazingly passionate he was about telling this story, I just thought that combined with the passion combined with the really, really controversial, difficult, time-consuming subject matter was just impossible to resist.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marty, as Rachel points out, I mean, this wasn't, I mean, this comes with, like you say, some rabbit holes and, you know, a lot of work. But as you're getting into this, you know, the passion is growing and you're understanding more who Father Malachy Martin is. Explain to our audience who you found out Father Malachy to be.
So, Father Malachy Martin was born in Ireland in Kerry, and he became a priest. He did his studies in Trinity College in Dublin. Well, he was one of those people who just picked up languages very quickly. So he knew multiple languages and ended up working on the Dead Sea Scrolls in North Africa. So and then from there he moved on into the Vatican and was the right hand man to a German cardinal called Cardinal Beyer. And from there, at that time, it was during the Second Vatican Council where the Catholic Church was trying to modernize and to get with the world, as is a quote in the film. So he was extremely disillusioned by this new reform, and one of many, many priests and nuns at the time who left Rome when he did. So he left in 1964, during the end of the Second Vatican Council.
Right, exactly.
And he was just disillusioned. He was extremely traditional in his faith. So, and then he arrived in New York, and very early on, sort of life in New York was pot washing, driving a cab, and then he started to write. And it was never his intention to be a writer and to make money from being a writer, etc. So, an agent picked him up, and he started writing books, very very controversial books, particularly one called Winthrop House, where he talks about the smoke of Satan infiltrates the Vatican, and extremely controversial. I mean, he always wrote in a factional, he'd always say it was a factional style where it was based on fact, but he just changed the names and changed the characters around. But and a lot of his friends asked him why did he write in this way, and he said, well, I don't want to keep my kneecaps. So yeah, he was but obviously 3 years after The Exorcist came out, he wrote a book called Hostage to the Devil, which is the name of the documentary. And that was a story, again factional accounts on five recorded exorcisms of five Americans, and they were basically used a lot of transcripts from The Exorcist and a lot of tape, audio tape, to put these five stories together, and it's an incredible book. However, it caused a lot of aggro, and it caused a lot of critical sort of feedback, very negative feedback, particularly from a writer called William Peter Blatty, as we all know, who wrote The Exorcist. And at the time, you know, he just believed he should be the only one who should be writing about this subject matter, and he got very defensive, and he was not a fan of Father Martin at all, really. So during this time, during his writing phases in New York, he was also starting to set up an underground movement of exorcists and as a sort of an underground exorcist ministry, purely because he was finding a lot of bishops, particularly in the 70s, didn't actually believe in the devil. A lot of priests and bishops in the diocese actually didn't believe in the devil. So he had a lot of American Catholics as well, you know, approaching him, asking him, you know, what's going on with the Catholic Church? You know, why have they modernized? Why are they rewriting the liturgies, etc., etc.? And he was because of his NBC and his TV appearances and his radio appearances, he was slowly becoming not a celebrity, but he was slowly becoming like a magnet to all these Catholics and also these people who believed they were suffering from something demonic. So he basically became a magnet, and the churches were like closing the doors at the time on these people. So he ended up setting up an underground exorcism ministry, which is what the film chooses to follow in the story. Because, you know, when you watch it's 90 odd minutes, but when you watch it, I'm only just scratching the surface with this guy's lives. And I could have made six documentaries about different strands of his life. So we chose the exorcism ministry because exorcism, as you know, it's still a hot property. It's really, really, you know, it's interesting, and people still want to know more about it. So that's why
it's so misunderstood. You know, they don't understand it. Marty was pointing this out. I mean, he says there were so many different avenues that you could have taken, and you focus on exorcism. But even on the standpoint, I mean, there's still to this day many disenfranchised Catholics. As a result of, you know, the mid-60s and the Vatican councils, the decisions that came down. I mean, that could be a whole nother documentary that would serve, you know, the Catholic Church and these disenfranchised Catholics, Marty, because I can tell you, Rachel, I was one of those as well. I mean, I didn't even realize I was a conservative Catholic until I found out I wasn't, you know. And so I could definitely relate to, you know, those Catholics that felt disenfranchised.
I think the interesting thing is now that sort of what's called the Pope Francis effect, that, you know, Catholicism is on the rise again throughout the world, but not so much, I think, in the Western world. It's more on the rise in parts of Asia and in Latin America, where it's kind of on the increase rather than let's say in the US or in Europe so much. But I mean, you're right, like there's still a lot of people who are disenfranchised, both from the 60s and from, you know, what all of the scandals and news stories that have broken over the last, you know.
Well, we've got to go to break right now. Marty and Rachel, stay with us. We've got more from the two of them across the waters here in Ireland. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
In somebody's eyes to light up the skies, to open the world and send me really a voice that says I'll be here and you'll be alright.
Think I want it to stay. City of stars, are you shining just for me?
You know, I get caught up listening to the music here. It's probably one of the movies this year I wouldn't mind going to see again. Little La La Land music. Bill Martinez back with you. Marty Stocker is with us, the film and television director. Directed the documentary film Hostage to the Devil. And the writer of that documentary, Rachel Lysett, is also with us. She's a multi-award-winning creative film producer at Underground Films. And we're talking to them. They're across the waters in Ireland, Marty in North Ireland, beautiful Northern Ireland. You know, Marty, I still have got to get to Northern. I mean, every time you go to Ireland, Southern Ireland, I know the first time my wife and I went to Ireland, she told the tax cab driver, she wanted to experience Northern Ireland. He looked at her like she was in need of an exorcism because there were still a little fiery tempers going around up there in Northern Ireland at the time. But we were told it was just gorgeous. So that's still on the bucket list, is getting up there, you know, to Northern Ireland.
And there's a great golf course in Portrush as well. So.
Oh yeah, exactly. Well, you know, when we got a chance, the first time we played Lahinch there, and the Cliffs of Moher in the background, I mean, it is absolutely stunning. It's another one of those majestic moments that you appreciate that there is definitely a God, and he golfs, by the way, too. I want you to know, Rachel, are you in Southern Ireland, or are you up there in Northern Ireland with Marty?
I'm in Eastern Ireland. I'm in Dublin.
Okay. Oh, okay. In Dublin. Okay. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good fun. Yes. And so, Rachel, in talking about Father Martin and, you know, and the focus of you know, this whole mysterious exorcism, you know, people do not understand exorcisms. What did you know about exorcisms before you took on the project?
Well, I think before I became involved in this project a couple of years back, I probably knew as much as any of your listeners you know, in that it's a ritual, it's a rite I've seen lots on TV and in the movies and all the rest of it. But I didn't really have as full an understanding of it as I do now, having worked on Hostage to the Devil. So I think, you know, it's something that, like, for example, I didn't know, and really, I was kind of amazed that this came out in one of the interviews, that that baptism incorporates an exorcism in the rite of baptism. So anyone who's been baptized into the Catholic Church has actually undergone an exorcism, which I thought was kind of news to me. It's not a kind of an exorcism. It is an exorcism. And I think the thing I think that I found out during the making of the film that was the most kind of, that was the most interesting to me was kind of talking to all of these experts and people who are involved in demonology and in exorcising people and casting demons out of homes and things like that, was to know about the four signs of possession. Because, you know, whenever you talk about exorcism, people are saying, well, how do you know if someone is possessed or not? Because
exactly.
Maybe they're, you know, maybe they're just putting it on. Maybe they're trying to get out of it. Maybe they've done something bad and they're trying to not take responsibility for it, or they're trying to get out of a little less jail time, or maybe not go to jail at all, you know, because you'll hear people say, and even in cartoons and things, people say, the devil made me do it.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. But there actually are four signs, and they're really interesting, because the first one is a fear of holy objects. So, you know, like you'd see in like vampire movies or anything, people kind of like shrinking away from the crucifix or for holy water. So that is one sign, but that could be faked. There's a knowledge of ancient languages. But then again, maybe somebody has learned Greek or Latin in their childhood, or they come from a very traditional family, or they may just know those languages. So that too could be faked. The third one is having unusual strength. And you'll often see, you know, in movies of exorcism and things like that, people kind of breaking out of their restraints. But then we also hear of, you know, a child that, you know, maybe there's a tree fell down and got stuck on a kid's leg, and the mom is able to come out and lift up this really heavy tree branch off her little kid's leg in order to help it escape. And, you know, we get these surges of adrenaline, and it is possible for that sign also to be faked. But the fourth one was what I found really chilling, and that is the knowledge of hidden things. And that would be like me now, Bill, telling you, and we're on opposite sides of the Atlantic, like me telling you what you're wearing now, where you had your lunch today, or where you're going to have your dinner tonight, what your childhood was like, knowing things that I otherwise couldn't possibly know, only for there being some other force at work.
Exactly.
And I thought that was really, really chilling.
Well, it gives you something to measure, to know that you're dealing with the real. Marty, you know, the people were questioning, I just got a tweet and asking about Father Martin. When he left the Vatican, did he stop being a priest?
So, without telling too many spoilers.
Yeah.
a lot of his friends believed he operated outside the church. That's where God wanted him. That's one theory. Another theory is that he was dispensed of all of his vows. Another theory is that he was dispensed of two out of three vows, and he checked his vow of chastity when he arrived in America. So all these theories, all these just, you know, I think the day I stopped approaching this story as a journalist and I approached it as a filmmaker is when everything started to sort of start flowing again. I was at the first 2 years, I was just convinced with getting the facts, gaining the facts about this man. I mean, he was so mysterious, and trying to get the Vatican to tell us information as well. And they're more closed down than the CIA, I'll be honest. and eventually, which you'll see in the film, eventually the Jesuits finally sent us official correspondence and official. They could tell me what they thought about the man. Finally, after years of asking them to do it. Don't get me wrong, this is the same order that told us 6 years ago we wouldn't be allowed to make this film. So now they're finally coming out and giving us facts about the man that they believe to be true. But just the Jesuit order, they believed certain facts about this man to be true, which you'll see in the film. However, again, it's about trying to prove you know, trying to prove this, you know, this fact about the man or story about the man was extremely difficult. So what I tend to do, what I do with the audience is I just present characters and we tell the story, and then at the end of it, as an audience member, with your unique sort of experience with this film, you will have an idea about the man yourself. I can't hand feed you too much as an audience. So all I can do is present information on screen. Exactly. And then you will go away and you will think, actually, you know what? I think this about the man. Some people will still remain on the fence about the man, and some people will have very strong opinions about the man before they even watch the film. So All I could do is show real people, show real characters, show people who are at the top of their game in this film. Not like, you know, that's why I wanted to interview Catholic priest exorcists from Rome, because, you know, they're representing the church on screen, but also, two, they're actually doing this day in, day out, every single day of their lives. They are exorcists of the Catholic Church. So, just to go back to your point, I think, for me, I just stopped trying to really wreck my brain with trying to find the fact about this man, and I just said, you know what, let's just let the audience decide and just present information on screen for you to decide as an audience.
Exactly. Well, Rachel, I wanted to ask you about Father Martin's first exorcism in Egypt. It was back in 1952, right?
Yeah, he was. He was working in North Africa. He had worked a lot on archaeological digs, and he was there, taking part in the research on the Dead Sea Scrolls, and he was participating in an archaeological dig in Egypt at the time when he was called to assist in an exorcism that was taking place there of a young man, I believe. And the exorcist had an assistant who had fainted during the course of the exorcism. These, you know, can often take many hours, and in fact can go on for years, kind of, you know, over time. Mm-hmm. And the assistant had collapsed during the course of the exorcism, and Maliki was called upon by the exorcist who was leading the ritual to come and assist him. And as far as we've been able to find out, that was the first exorcism that Maliki was involved in, though obviously it was far from his last. He went on to conduct, if not hundreds, thousands, some people say, but many, many exorcisms throughout his career.
Well, Marty, as we wrap things up here, we're getting to the last minute, and I appreciate you and Rachel coming on and telling us about the documentary Hostage to the Devil. How does our audience see the documentary?
So it's still on iTunes. You can watch it on iTunes, and I went worldwide on Netflix on Sunday the 15th, just the Sunday just gone. So if people have Netflix, they can watch it there, and also it's still on iTunes, I believe, now, so they can catch it on iTunes as well.
Well, it is one that's bringing to light Father Malachi Martin, a rather controversial figure. But of course, let's face it, exorcism is still controversial because of the lack of understanding and the mystery that it remains. But you go a long way with this documentary to put the light of reality on not only Father Malachi, but on exorcism as well. Marty Stocker and Rachel Lysa, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. That's a wrap for us. Thank you. All right. You take care. That's a wrap for us. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon.